Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Mental Mousetrap. This file leads you through a maze, a wonderful collection of rooms, deeper and deeper, like a fly caught in a web. Once you begin to listen, there's almost no way out. And if you continue, you might find yourself deliciously trapped. Then again, you might just be here for the relaxation, for a wonderful escape from your life. Those sweet moments where you let go, where you can just stop and drift away, imagining the most wonderful of places, with colors and shapes, sounds and sensations all fitting your imagination. Then again, I have something different for you. It all begins with a door. Like most places, you have to enter it to find out what is inside. Will you dare to continue? Imagining yourself reaching for the door handle, opening it and stepping through. What lies beyond at first glance is nothing special. The door behind you closes with a satisfying click and a sound that makes you aware that it was locked electronically. As you look around, the bare room contains, well, nothing. No furniture, just walls and another door on the opposite side. The walls, however, seem slightly strange. If you touch them, they definitely feel normal and stone-like at least, but the shapes on them, the colors, the patterns, you're not quite sure if it's static or moving. And the more you pay attention to it, the more you focus on the shapes beneath your fingertips, the more confused you will undeniably become. There's a strange pressure on your ears as well, as if there's a very subtle low sound in the room, almost akin to whispers, but not as sharp or as audible. There might be words, there could be meanings. Same as the shapes all around you, especially in the corner of your eyes where they appear the most clear. The whole room seems to be built to slightly, slowly, subtly mess with your mind. And who knows what kind of invisible observation methods there are while you're there. Whoever is in control of this can easily observe every single reaction. The change in your pupils as you focus on something. Those tiny movements as you try to figure out where it is coming from. There are no speakers, there are no projectors, and yet you are certain that there are different things in this room influencing your thoughts. There are some strange suggestions of giving in, of just sitting down on the floor and letting everything happen, it would be much easier to do so. Much nicer to just completely give in and let go of your thoughts until nothing remains. The door on the opposite side is unlocked. I wonder what would be beyond there. Surely it must be better than this room. And you have to make a choice. Staying here isn't really an option because you know you will lose your mind way too quickly. Going further might be even stranger, but then again, at least you're keeping a grip on the moment. When you open the door, the other room is entirely dark. It's very difficult to see anything, as if the walls are painted with the purest, darkest paint. As you look behind you, the walls of the room you're in still appear to shimmer a little. And there's that feeling, that sound, that strange pressure pushing you down. Staying would be losing. As soon as you step into the next room and let go of the door, the darkness feels welcome. In this room, there's no pressure. It actually feels slightly cool. You're still feeling watched, though. It's almost as if someone is observing your every move. Slowly, you begin to notice the slightest sensation of light, almost like sparkles flowing down the walls. It doesn't take that long for the light to very slowly rise, even if it's not clear from where. The ceiling and the walls all appear to be lit from the inside, but it also doesn't look like they are projections or screens. These walls are definitely moving. A strange shimmering, as if water is running over the surface backwards, going up as you're going down. All around you, it looks like you're being surrounded by water. All streaming away from you, draining your thoughts, pulling away your mind. The door behind you is locked again. There is no way back. You can only get lost deeper into this place. You see no other doors, but it is worth exploring the walls. It doesn't take you long to find that in two of the three other walls there is a door, or at least a panel that could be pushed. It feels so strange touching these cool stone walls that look as if water is flowing over them. It's almost dizzying to stand in here. It's like a continuous falling feeling, always going down. Will you press on, doing your best, trying to escape? Or is any chance of escape another opportunity to get lost even deeper? The rooms themselves are not complicated. simple squares. None of it appears to harm you, but there's these feelings in the back of your mind. Strange sentences struggling to get your unconscious attention, making you submit and surrender, wanting to just lay yourself down into nothingness. A quick press on the wall, and a click later, a panel has opened. It looks like you're not supposed to go here. It is not entirely dark, and you can see some of the structure that is created to make this room. Maybe this is an escape. As soon as you step through, the ceiling just about high enough for you to not have to duck. You continue in a very dimly lit corridor. Here too, it doesn't appear to have lights specifically. Maybe you have escaped. Maybe you're finally free of the slow, subtle manipulation of your mind. As you continue walking, though, the corridor appears to be slowly thinning in width. While in the start you could easily just walk normally, you slowly have to turn to your side and shimmy forwards. The going gets slower and slower until you finally reach the end of the corridor. You are at a slightly elevated position. The room beyond has very soft colors that appear to be gently cycling through the spectrum. When you saw it in the distance, it was one color, and now it is another. And you're sure that if you were to close your mind for a little while and let time pass you by, the next moment you pay any attention, it has shifted a little again. You'd have to let yourself fall into the room. Fortunately, it's not very high, and the floor appears to be made of something soft. So I guess it's time to just 3, 2, 1. Drop into it. The floor is very soft indeed. It's almost like you're sinking into it. It feels so warm and comfy and cozy. It's so easy to just let yourself be completely relaxed. So very wonderfully, blissfully relaxed. The floor is so pliable and soft, just like your mind right now. Everything has slowly been guiding you into this direction. A few simple rooms to analyze what you need, and then finally allow you to drop into this place. If you really want to escape, you have to work so hard to struggle. Every movement feels so tiring. You're sure there is a door at the other end of the room, but it feels so far away. So much effort to even try to crawl. The floor is so soft, it's almost as if you're being held back, drained, surrender, submit. And with the last of your efforts, you're really trying hard to not drift, blank. Your mind has slowly given in to the wonderful sensations and experiences. The soft, colorful room around you wraps you like a safety blanket, your mind completely giving in to the moment. Everything just feels so blissfully, wonderfully calm. So why not just let go and surrender, letting yourself get into whatever will follow as it feels so good. I wonder if you'd even notice you've been gone for so long, so deep, that your body has been gently lifted, moved around into a special place. A bed-like chair or a chair-like bed that is so comfy to lay in, with headphones making sure you listen to the right things and lights that flicker in front of your eyes, programming you even while you are blank. And as you slowly realize that the last of your thoughts are drifting away, completely vulnerable, there's this tiny part of you that knows that if my voice follows, you remain nice and deep, ready to be programmed even more. And if my voice doesn't follow, you'll be brought back to where you were when you started listening. And maybe nothing at all has happened. I'm sure that your mind is not at all affected by the different subtle structures that I have provided for your mind to get lost in. Who knows? Until it's too late to realize. Enjoy yourself getting trapped even deeper.